There was a, what we'd call a living room suit, which consisted of a love seat upholstered in leather, and the rocking chair to match, and the straight chair to match. And I don't remember what else was in there. Of course, the piano was there. And that was about all. It was just a square room, you know. It wasn't a large, real large room. Not like anything like this, you see. It's just a square room. Just like all the other rooms in the house. And it didn't accommodate too much furniture. But I remember that my father had a couch. One of these old-fashioned couches, you know, that curved over and down. You know, the curve at the top was for the head. Mm-hmm. I remember it very well. That it was kept in the hall. And then we had...
Was it longer than your love seat?
Yes, it was long enough for a person to lie on, see. Uh-huh. And in the hall, we had a long hall, fairly wide. And we had a table and lamp there, and, you know... I don't remember what else. I believe that was about all. Can recollect.
Fine. Now, what did you have over your windows to cut out the light?
We had window shades.
And did you have any, how did you hang the things that you wore?
Well, we had closets with nails, and they were hung on nails, mostly, I would say.
And they were built-in closets?
Mm-hmm.
And were there any rooms that did not have built-in closets? Any bedrooms?
Yes. The one my mother occupied did not have a built-in closet.
Well, did you have any furniture there that in which she kept her clothes?
Yes. She had a wardrobe. You know, one of these high wardrobes, yes. Almost from ceiling to floor. In fact, she had a couple of them.
Beautiful.
Kept those out in the hall.
Uh-huh.
We called it the back hall. We had hall curtains, you see, closing off the front from the back.
And you mentioned eating and cooking in your mother's bedroom. Well, did you have any other rooms in which you cooked?
Yes, kitchen.
All right.
We had the stove and a big fireplace there where we also could cook, but she just chose to do it right there in the bedroom where we all were, you know.
Sort of like a den nowadays.
If we didn't have a fire in the kitchen, it was cold because the kitchen was not sealed.
Oh. Well, what
not
did you call
the... years.
Yes. What did you call the black that foams in the back of your fireplace?
The soot.
And now, I see you have such a beautiful fireplace here in your room, your den of this home. Was the one in your mother's formed in any way like this?
Mm-mm. No, it was built. The hearth was even with the floor, you see. It wasn't built up like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And a smaller fireplace.
And what fuel did you burn?
We burnt wood. Wood cut from the woods.
And did you have anything in the fireplace that you laid the wood across?
Yes, we had andirons.
Good. And the smoke went out of what part of the fireplace?
The chimney.
And what would you call the kind of wood that you used to start the fire?
Light wood.
The piece of furniture in your bedroom or your mother's bedroom that had drawers in it, that you put clothes in the drawers, did you ever hear of an old-fashioned piece with